I love it. It says, I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. That means that He's here with us. Now, you all know this. We know this. We know, I mean, we understand this, but do we think about simple things like this? Wait a minute, I'm walking in the Lord's presence right here on earth. He's not out there somewhere watching over me. I'm walking in His presence here and now. And because we know the Word of God, we know that in His presence is pleasure evermore. We know that the Word was with God and the Word was God and the Word became flesh. So then we know that every word of God is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. Then we know when sickness tries to attack us, by His stripes we are healed. And I'm walking with God now. And I'll lift my cup and I'll say it. I am now by His stripes. I am healed. I am whole. And I'll lift that cup and I'll keep my promises in the presence of all the people. I lift up that cup. And as I was writing the devotion, I was reminded of a long time ago when God just showed me that when we lift up our hands, we're like a long-stemmed glass. But we're also like a funnel for the blessings to pour into. They're both shaped the same way. I lift my cup in a toast. It's not just a, it's not a cup of communion that is a remembrance of what the Lord has done, that is a ritual, that the church has made it a ritual, but it's a very real thing. But this cup isn't that cup. This cup is a demonstration of the salvation of the Lord. I will raise my cup. What can I do for the Lord? He said, what can I do? What can I offer the Lord for all that He's done for me? I'll lift up my cup, symbolizing His salvation. Declaring God's true and it cannot lie. I have a response for those that say, what has God done for you? And it won't be, well, He's done so much for me. No. I can be specific. Significantly specific. How much time do you have? Do you have time for me not only to tell you what He's done, but what I've got planned for Him to do? What I know that He will do because He has promised it. What can I do? What can I offer the Lord? I'll praise the Lord's name for saving me. And it's not a praise the Lord's name for saving me. Yes, 22 years ago I was saved. No. His steadfast love never ceases. It's new every morning, new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. He was better this morning than He was 22 years ago. Because I think I know Him better this morning than I knew Him 22 years ago. And I can lift up the cup, symbolizing that. I'll keep my promises in the presence of your people. I'll keep God's promises in the presence of the people. I'll declare God's promises in the presence of the people. I'll expect God's promises in the presence of the people. To you, O Lord, I lift my cup. And I'll keep my promises. The Lord's so good to me. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death, and then He saved me. You were facing death when He saved you. Not one of us knew when we would die. But we were dead. And He saved us. The Bible says we were dead in our sins. We were facing death forever without Christ. And He saved us. A lot of people that have been robbed who do love God in the best way that they know how, but they've been robbed. They've been robbed of all that there is to it. And when they consider their salvation, about all they can do is hope that it's stuck, and that when they die, they'll go to heaven. My mother was a faithful member of her church for so many years. And one day I told her about that I was going to heaven. She said, "Well, Roger, nobody can be sure." I said, "Oh, Mother, yes, we can." That's not arrogant. That's lifting the cup, symbolizing God's salvation. If we can't be sure, then that means that God is not faithful. And God is faithful. Very faithful.